Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It started in June 2015 when the office brought criminal charges against the Archdiocese for what County Attorney John Choi called, quote, inexcusable institutional failure of the Archdiocese to protect children from clergy sexual abuse. In December of that year, the two sides reached an agreement for a civil settlement aimed at accountability and long-term change. In its cultural assessment report released today, the office says the Archdiocese has included victim survivors and focused on restorative justice in forums at parishes. After 49 months of collaboration, the qualitative review of more than 50 interviews and three outside audits was accepted by the court in what's been called an unconventional approach. Choi said treating the Archdiocese like a corporation will have more longevity than the original criminal charges.
I have the greatest confidence in these individuals, in their unwavering commitment to ensure that these changes that we are seeing will be everlasting.
Archbishop Bernard Hebda says some of the changes include strengthening its ministerial review board made up mostly of lay people and monitoring priests more frequently.
We require all of our priests to satisfy three basic requirements that we call the E3. And Tim and Janelle could speak of how it is that those times, and it's every 3 years that a priest has to renew that. And so if we get to that point where a priest has not renewed that and would not be in compliance, we've had to tell them that they're not allowed to minister. That's a game changer.
Hebda directly apologized to the Hoffman family, whose three boys were abused, saying the Archdiocese failed them. Their mother, Joy Hoffman, spoke.
And I would also like to thank and acknowledge the courage, the perseverance of my sons, Benedict, Luke, and Stephen, for persevering to see that justice is done. And I think it has brought us a sense, an instance of healing, a sense of hope, and an assurance that nothing like this will ever happen again.
With this, the oversight ends, but the settlement agreement is a roadmap for the Archdiocese to forge a new path. Choi calls protecting children a marathon with no finish line, but he says the commitment appears sincere. Sloan Martin, News Talk 830, WCCO.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.